The college bowl games are finally over. They ended with the Fiesta Bowl earlier this week. Commentator Mickey Edwards has watched his fair share of matchups, and now he feels a sense of relief.
I don't know about you, but I, for one, am glad there are no college bowl games this weekend. I love sports as much as the next person, and there was a time when I sat glued to the TV set watching bowl game after bowl game. Whenever my alma mater was playing, I put on my Oklahoma red and white, stuck an OU cap on my head, and savored every play. But I always knew what bowl they were playing in. The Orange Bowl, usually, sometimes the Sugar Bowl, or the Gator, or the Fiesta. Games for students, named after animals, or fruits, or flowers. If the players had anything stitched on their jerseys other than their own names and numbers, it was probably something like Big Eight Conference Champions. Now it's more likely to be the name of a weed eater or an auto parts company. Instead of the commercials being at halftime and during the timeouts, now the whole game is a commercial. There's a restaurant bowl, a snack food bowl, and an auto parts bowl. Watch the Outback Bowl on one channel and you think you ought to be able to flip to Chili's or McDonald's on another channel. What does the winner get, a free soft drink and a baked potato? I tuned in the CarQuest Bowl. I was surprised to find two college football teams playing. I expected to find CarQuest playing Midas Muffler. The Weed Eater Bowl was my favorite. Of course, I was expecting a showdown between Poulin and Craftsman. This may be the wave of the future for colleges. Soon we'll have the Burger King Professor of Philosophy and the Tostitos Professor of World History. You won't be able to tell the classroom from the lunchroom. Of course, it doesn't need to stop there. The Boston Celtics used to play basketball in the Boston Garden. Now they play in the Fleet Center. Fleet is the name of a financial institution, and since tickets cost so much, that probably makes sense. The Washington Capitals used to play in the Capitol Center. Now they play in the U.S. Air Arena. Perhaps the Cleveland Browns could have made a go of it if they could have played in Friendly Skies Stadium. Where does it all stop? Is America going to become one giant continuous commercial? Will advertisers sponsor everything? A Kmart balanced budget amendment? The Jeep Eagle New Hampshire primary? No disrespect to Madison Avenue, but enough is enough. For starters, next year can't we go back to just the plain old-fashioned Sugar Bowl?
Mickey Edwards teaches at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government. He comes to us by way of member station WGBH in Boston.